Stroll down the wine aisle at your local store, and you'll notice just about every bottle lists where the wine grapes are grown. The raw ingredients for beer and whiskey also come from the land, but more often than not, you can't tell where from. Now, some Northwest distillers, brewers, farmers, and university researchers are exploring if there's a way to highlight and sell the taste of here. Correspondent Tom Bonsi had a sip.
There are now more than 200 craft distilleries in Washington and Oregon. Sandstone Distillery near Tenino, Washington, is one of them.
We have our own vodka, two different gins. We also have a white whiskey that has a bit of a tequila flavor to it, two different bourbons.
Distillery owner John Borden says he wants to be distinctive. For him, the pathway is to sell liquor with a sense of place achieved by using local grain.
It does make a difference.
Borden buys all the wheat and barley that he cooks, ferments, and distills from his home county or from farms in the next door counties, basically the Chehalis River Basin.
It's not so much aiming for, I want to taste like Maker's Mark, or I want to taste like this distillery, I want to taste like that. We don't want to taste like anyone else. That uniqueness comes from the land. Mm-hmm. And the terroir of this area will give us our distinctness.
Sandstone is part of a trend in the craft spirits business to run with the concept of terroir, a term mostly associated with wine, not whiskey. The movement has a variety of catchphrases: farm to bottle, grain to glass, plow to pint.
One of my favorites is just kind of tongue-in-cheek, and I pull it on everybody every time I do a tour, and it's a kernel to urinal.
Washington State University Thurston County Extension Director Stephen Bramwell likes the term ground to glass.
Yeah, there's a story to be told for our region's farmers and our region's barley, and we can taste it, and hopefully we can get the public excited to support that.
Support that by paying more than for mass-produced product. Bramwell's ultimate goal is to revitalize the local grain economy, in this case in Southwest Washington. WSU and Oregon State University have been running field trials for the past few years to evaluate new barley varieties. They're trying to optimize both for growing in the Northwest and for craft brewing and distilling. It's far enough along that beer and whiskey makers have gone to work on the resulting crops. So now professionals and consumers can see if they can taste any differences.
Think about flavor, aroma, visual. You know, what you're getting between these two beers is about barley variety and testing that out.
Skagit Valley Malting brewed up two batches for people at the recent Cascadia Grains Conference to taste.
Cheers.
One batch used commodity barley and the other an experimental variety. Ruth Perkins from Albany, Oregon, and Brian Bolduc from Silverton gave me their tasting notes.
This one, which I believe is the pilot, I think, is more fruity. It's kind of appley and not as bitter on the finish.
I certainly tasted a difference. I thought one variety was certainly smoother, less pronounced mouthfeel. The other was a bit more sharp, a little bit more thin.
The malt house manager says consumers may discover a bigger difference in whiskeys than in beers because a strong hops, like an IPA, can overwhelm the subtleties of distinctive barleys. I'm Tom Bonsi in Olympia.